Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
go, y'all. It's Friday.
Back home and he'd give it to family members.
right? Tomatoes, all this stuff. I don't really remember my granddad putting any kind of pesticides or anything on his plants. I don't remember that. Now, I'm sure you got a gigantic farm, you know, a few, you know, 500 acres or something like that some of these big farmers have. I guess, you know, they have to use some type of pesticide because I'm sure that, you know, a lot of their stuff gets eaten up by some of the pests that finds it, right? So, and deer and all kind of rabbits and all kind of stuff, things that get into a big 500 acres of food. That's food to them, right? It's food to us, right? But they get into that and takes away from the farmer's profit. So now this organic food is being grown without the pesticides, without the chemicals and fertilizer and stuff like that. I was told by someone who lives on a farm that, you know, that when you talk about organic, they use cow manure to fertilize their food, right, to fertilize their plants and all. So, you know, when you think about it, if you want to buy the organic stuff, I guess that's okay. I guess that's good for you. I guess it's better for you than the regular stuff that's grown in the gardens with maybe a little pesticide on it and things like that. But, you know, when you think about it, all these folks before us grew up and got very old eating those vegetables out of the garden that were, I guess, sprayed with pesticides and stuff like that, right? So, you know, being more expensive for the organic vegetables and fruits, they don't sell like the regular stuff. I guess they should shoot the regular stuff out the door and bring in all organic and you'll buy it, right? But you have a choice, okay? And that's your choice, whether you want to buy foods that were sprayed with pesticides and used chemical fertilizers and things like that, then you can. Or you can go with the organic stuff. I think the only thing that I've had that's so-called organic is spinach. I've been eating some of this organic spinach. And let me tell you this. I did some spinach on the grill. Okay, you say, Frank, how you do spinach on the grill? Well, what I did was I got me some foil. I put the spinach in there. I put some butter in there, and I used some kielbasa sausage. I cut up some kielbasa sausage, put that in there with it, some onions, and I think that was about it. So I put it in this foil, closed it up good, and put it on the grill while I was chicken or my ribs or whatever I had that day. Okay, and the spinach turned out great. So I had spinach and sausage and onions cooked in butter that I poured off the grill once I thought, you know, the sausage and all were done. And that turned out to be the hit of the night with the family. I mean, I didn't find a recipe or anything like that. I just thought to myself, hey, why don't we put this spinach on the grill and some butter, and then let's chop up some sausage in it with some onions. Let's see what happens. And like I said, it turned out to be a hit with the family, and we're going to do it again. I got some spinach in the refrigerator right now, and I got plenty of sausage, and I got plenty, you know, I got some. I had a friend of mine from work that went to some kind of festival down in Cordele, Georgia, somewhere in South Georgia, Cordele, I think. So Cordele is right there near Vidalia, all right? And so I asked her to bring me back some Vidalia onion. You know, I didn't know that she would, but she brought me a bag of these huge Vidalia onions. And you know, these Vidalia onions are good and sweet, right? Sweet onions. So I'm going to cut up some Vidalias in my with my spinach and cut up some sausage in there, put some butter in with it, and I'm going to cook that on the grill tomorrow. If it's not, you know, if the weather permits, okay? Yeah. It seems like every weekend I crank up my grill and get something going, all right? And even I think that next weekend, next weekend, I'm going to have something and invite all the guys and their wives over to the house, and we're going to, the last time I fried some fish and fried some french fries and some hush puppies and all this, this time I'm going to do fish and hush puppies and all that, but I'm also going to have my spinach on the grill with the sausage and onions and all that stuff cut up in there. And I'm going to feed it to those guys and see how they like it. I'm going to do that next weekend, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Today is Free Fall Friday, right? Call in, talk about whatever you want. Now, I wanted to say a couple of things real quick. On yesterday, I had a court date on yesterday. Yeah, I'm putting it out there. I had a court date on yesterday. Nothing criminal, right? It was a traffic ticket. I got a ticket for passing the school bus, okay? Now, the school bus was coming westbound. I'm going eastbound, all right? Now, this happened way back in December of last year when I got the ticket. I was supposed to go to court in February. Well, in February, when we had the snow and the ice, they canceled the court. So they reissued me a court date. Court date was messed up with my work schedule, so I asked them to reschedule me another court date. So it was rescheduled for yesterday. So I went to court yesterday in Fairburn, Georgia. Country Fairburn, Georgia, right? So I went to court in Fairburn. And I was going to plead my case because I drew up a diagram showing the school bus and my car and all this stuff and how things happen, because the school bus coming westbound, it has stopped picking up kids. I'm coming eastbound while the bus was stopped. And as I approach the intersection, I'm slowing down to stop because he's got his sign out, so I'm slowing down to stop, right? And as I'm slowing down, as I'm approaching the intersection, he closed the sign, right? So what did that mean to you guys? It means that he's picked up everyone he's going to pick up. He closed the sign. Now he's getting ready to leave. Now you're free to keep moving, right? So I never did stop, okay? I never did get to the intersection while he had the sign out. So when he closed the sign, I kept on through, right? And then here comes the police right behind me and pulled me over and said that I passed the school bus when he had the stop sign out. Now, the police was sitting behind the school bus, so how did he see when the stop sign opened and closed? I don't know. But he pulled me over, gave me a ticket. I wasn't going to argue with the police. He pulled me over, gave me a ticket. I went about my business. So yesterday I went to court to explain my case, right? I wasn't going to pay it. Just pay it outright and say, I'm guilty, I paid. Go down there and pay it. I didn't want to do that because I felt like I wasn't guilty. So I go to court. I get a guy who's the solicitor. He comes, he says, anybody hadn't had that case heard yet? I raise my hand, he said, come on back here. So I went back there and sat down and talked to this guy, and he said, I'm here to cut you a deal, okay, before you get in front of the judge. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not going to pay this $300. Okay, that's cool. I'll sit here. I'm gonna cut a deal with this guy. So So I talked to the solicitor, and he said, I'm here to cut you a deal. And he says, I'm going to do it where you don't get any points on your license, but I can't do anything about the $300 fine. I'm like, man, wait, you know. And he didn't want to hear anything I have to say. He just said, I can't do anything about the $300 fine. I'm gonna keep it where you won't have anything, any points on your license. Because passing the school bus is 3 points on your license. Okay, I'm like, man, what kind of deal is that? Okay, take the points off. You charge me $150. That's a deal. And he said, well, if you don't want to do that, then you can go in front of the judge. We'll have your trial or whatever. So I'm like, So I'm thinking. Should I pay the $300? I got $300 in my pocket. Should I pay the $300? Or should I plead my case to the judge and take a chance on losing, having the 3 points still on my license, and still paying the fine? Well, I decided that I'd take his offer, $300, and I had the points on my license. Right? But I think... hindsight, I'm thinking that I should have gone ahead and gone in front of the judge and pleaded my case. But he told me that the judge is going to take the side of the police officer and you're not going to win. See, all I'm trying to say to you guys is that take your time, do the right thing when you're driving, okay? Be conscious of the speed limit. Be conscious of school buses. Be conscious of stop signs. All that stuff. Conscious of red lights. All that stuff. You have to, because the police and the courts are out there just to take your money. All they wanted was that $300, right? They didn't want to put any points on my license. None of that stuff. All they wanted was that $300. Right? So all they want is your money. And you know, there were people before me that were going in front of the judge, and she was like, you know, feeding this fine is $695, but I'm going to cut it down, and you pay $350. Okay? And people were taking those deals, of course. But what I'm saying is that, okay, they were speeding. I guess they were super, they had the super speed of stuff going on. They got caught. The judge said, okay, you would be a super speeder. You get these points on your license. I could suspend your license for 4 to 6 months or whatever. But if you pay this fine, I won't suspend your license. I'll cut your speed down to this, and you just pay the fine. See, all they want is your money. That's all they want. All these small podunk towns want is your money. Yeah, I call them podunk because Fairburn is podunk. They're a podunk town. I mean, the you should have seen the little courtroom that they had. They don't even have cushioned seats in their courtroom. They had these fold-out iron chairs in there. Kills your butt, right? And we had to sit in there for an hour and a half. Okay? And so, you know, they don't even have enough parking. I mean, where we went, we were looking for the address to the place. you know, the street that we were on. We were on the street. We couldn't even find the address for the place. So we circled around the back of this old building, and here they are, a few City of Fairburn police cars parked in the back. I say, this must be it right here. And you have to walk in the back on the side of the place to go in there. And I mean it's podunk. But they $300 richer from me. I'm $300 poorer because of them. And they didn't even, you know, I had my little diagram all drawn up, everything, my little school bus drawn on there. Took the time to do all that. And that didn't even come out of my folder. Right? Kind of pissed me off, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, they got my money. No points on my license. I'm gone. That was bad because, you know, my daughter got a speeding ticket way up in First Forsyth County. I went up there with her. We went in front of the solicitor. I talked to the solicitor. The solicitor was like, okay, what do you want me to do? And I told her, I said, this is exactly what I want right here, yada, 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 yada. She said, okay. If she take a driving class one day on a Saturday, come back and bring her certificate, then this is what the fine will be. And it was significantly less than what she would have paid before. That's what I thought I could get down here. But, au contraire, mon frère. Hey, I have a caller from the 404-863. Area code caller, real fast. You're on the Frank Williams Show. I got about 2 minutes left in the show. Go ahead.
Hey, man. All that is the syndicate. That's all the court of lawyers, the mafia, and the lawyers are the henchmen. All of them work together. It's a big pool.
That's it.
You got about a minute. That's a show I got to get involved with you on. You do that Monday. But I love to talk about this. That's all it is, the Sopranos.
Yeah, that's it. We're talking about it Monday morning, bro.
You got it.
All right. Take care. Have a good weekend, buddy.
All right. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right. So, guys, hey, take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend. And I'll see you again Monday morning, 10:30 a.m. right here. Frank Williams Show. I'll see you.
Yeah.